101.5 Community Kitchen, proudly sponsored by Simply Good, your self-service bulk food store at 156 Moray Field Road by KFC.
And welcome to Community Kitchen. Of course, it's getting so much closer to Christmas each week. Everyone's got that panic and there's so many little jobs to think about, especially if you're going to be having guests over for lunch or breakfast or dinner or even to stay for some time. And I can recall that, you know, when I started writing our book, we looked at the fact that menu planning, and it was such a good thing because whilst it sounds really like quite official and you think, oh, you know, do I really need to sit down and do that? The one thing that it does do is it takes the stress away. And I think that we often talk about, you know, where do you start and what do you start doing? And I think one of the things that I often do is even mentally or in my head, I just start to create what I think is going to taste great. What's in season? I know that we're all sort of looking as to supporting our local farmers and our local industries as much as we possibly can. But first start to create the event and setting the day and the time. And one thing that I think you have to look at nowadays, of course, there's different people who have different allergies, things that really can make their day just totally unhappy if they eat the wrong food. Who's coming? Are they elderly? Do they need to have special seating? All the little goodies that you need to think about. But I think making that menu first, then you can start to break it down into a shopping list. And over the last few weeks, we've talked about that, getting yourself organised where you can save that bit of money. And there's so many great specials on and things like that. But more importantly is getting that order in. After speaking to a few of the suppliers around the place, they're just talking about what's not going to be available and what they're running out of. And when you start to hear that, it really reiterates getting that order in, knowing what you want to do, and, of course, having the menu plan to start with. Make a checklist. What can you do prior to and on the day? And I know if I'm doing a function of any sort, I really do have different layout. I sit down and I spend the time. It might take me a couple of hours of planning, but it takes that stress off. And I think everyone wants to have that relaxed day. You get to make that salad and all of a sudden you haven't got that Dijon or you haven't got that olive oil or you haven't got whatever that is just going to make it special. So really do make that menu first, create the event, create the menu, do the work plan. What can you do beforehand? And I think, you know, having those salad dressings made or having those dressings made, if you have to have roasted almonds sprinkled on something, do it. Do it before and seal it. Put things in your freezer, put things in bowls, seal them away in jars. And then on the day when you need some hand, everyone can just help you assemble and it becomes pleasant. And it certainly brings that big punch of flavour into their food. But I tick it off. And, you know, if you want to make a list and put it on the fridge, do that. And if you have a lot of people coming, there's no reason why you can't cut and dice and bag it up and seal it so that it's all ready and done for the day before, because I think that just makes it, just even the mess factor, it really does help to do that. So don't be afraid to accept offers once again. I must say that I often find that when you accept offers, you end up with a bit of a hotchy-potchy. But if you've got your menu and someone offers, you go, great, I had a potato salad, would you like to make that? Or I've got a few savouries that I want done, or I need a jelly for this, or I need a custard. People love to help. But if you want to have a well-planned menu, then be, you know, you can still be pleasant about it, but just say, well, look, I'd really like this made, because that way then it really fits to the whole menu. And when you think about Christmas Day, think about the brekkie too. What are you going to do? Are you going to do a platter of beautiful seasonal fruits? Are you going to do some poached eggs? Are you going to have that hollandaise? You're going to have some lovely croissants. I know that I look forward to Christmas. We do it the same each year and I just love it. Or you might want to change it around a little bit. There's some beautiful stone fruits. You can poach some beautiful fruits with some vanilla and serve them with some yogurt. You can make some little omelets. You can do sides of salmon and cream fraiche and capers and even toasted brioche, something a little bit different. It's up to you, but think about it and plan. I know that the choices are just amazing now. We're just so fortunate of what we have available. And I was really amazed the other day. I listened to something on the other radio station, but they were talking on ABC. This guy made a speech in Parliament, and he thanked the growers. He thanked the prawn industry, thanked the beef industry, thanked the local farmers, because honestly, we should be embracing these people too, because the work it takes to actually produce good veggies, for example. You know what it's like growing a couple of lettuce. Sometimes you have a flop. We've got people who are growing masses of lettuce, tomatoes, getting the prawns from the ocean, making sure that they're delivered beautiful and fresh. Our hams are getting smoked, and just absolutely the endless amount of goodies, those lovely puddings being created by our bakers, and the fruit shop, just knowing what quantities they have to have. It's a big job out there running businesses, and hopefully we're all in the mood to support them. But if you're going to be looking at some menu planning, I thought that I'd just go through a few little things that we created. When I say we, my sister and I, we were writing our books, and our salads and seafood, for example. You might just want to have some lovely fresh prawns, but you might want to put that with a good salsa verde or a really good garlic mayonnaise, or you might want to do a salmon tureen or some potted prawn pate. Lovely caprese salad, so nice to do with that basil and tomato and mozzarella, and just a great olive oil dressing with a little bit of balsamic. You can have your prawns with coconut and mango salad. Delicious for this time of year, with your meats and fish. Whole baked fish are just beautiful things to have, and that could be something that you might even want to have Christmas night when it's a bit cooler, if you're still going to go with that cold lunch. Your glazed hams, delicious. Your roast chicken or turkey or duck, and come near those stuffings. We talked about stuffings a couple of weeks ago, and they really do bring that lovely flavour. I was at the market yesterday, and someone had on Sunday, and someone had beautiful lemon thyme, and thinking about that just sprinkled over the top of a roast chicken is beautiful. And once again, do yourself a favour and roast it at home and get those lovely lemon garlic butters under the skin, and great stuffing, and it makes such a big difference. A beef Wellington is something too that is just fantastic for Christmas Day if you're not looking at doing a ham. And different potatoes. You know, we've talked about the Hasselbacks, a lovely Greek lemon roasted potatoes. There's so many different options that you can do that just make it more exciting. And then, of course, it comes to the puddings. And, your salads, of course, and your greens. But the puddings, are you going to go hot or cold? I think that there's so many great things you can do. But layered ice cream Christmas cakes are just beautiful. Great thing for kids to do, because they can lick and enjoy and eat the leftovers at the same time as create. And last week we talked about trifles. Well, you can actually layer up those ice cream cakes, get it in the freezer now, and it's all done. And pavlovas, of course, people love that. And then, of course, there's all those little yummies. And today, later in the show, we're going to be talking about some really nice little bickies to make. And if you've been listening to Community Kitchen, no doubt you've heard me talk about the Christmas cutter recipe, cookie cutter recipe. It's a winner. It doesn't get dry after the kids play with it and roll it and crack it and do whatever they have to do. It is just delicious. So we're going to talk about that. And also, just thinking about for gifts, I thought we'd look at those lovely little chules that you can make and put a few of those in a jar. How nice is that? Some brandy snaps, fill them with some beautiful ice creams and berries, or whatever we have seasonally at the moment, is just so nice. And don't forget, guys, that even though the strawberry season's finished, there's always the option for locals to get the frozen berries. You can make lovely coolies out of them, and they've still got that really rich, delicious flavour. So in the kids' kitchen, we're going to talk about doing some nice icings. Get some piping bags. We'll talk about that, and I'll be back shortly to talk Kids Kitchen.
We'll be right back with more from the Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Of course, we're in the kids' kitchen. And I thought we'd share that recipe for the Christmas cutter biscuits. Very easy. Kids can make it. And the good thing about it is get some shapes out. They can roll it, they can shape it, and then they can ice it. It's a big recipe, but you can always freeze the mixture and have a little bit of that for later that you can just roll up in a tube, wrap it a little bit of glad wrap around it, take it out, slice off the small pieces, bake it, and you've got bickies in a hurry. And it just is a great way to have that leftover biscuit recipe. So we're using about 3.5 cups of plain flour. Remember to sift it. 2 cups of pure icing sugar, sifted. You don't want lumps. And 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. And lemon zest. Now, 2 lemons zested. It is going to give a beautiful flavour, worth doing, definitely. And just put that in a food processor and just combine that. Then add the butter. Now, if you don't have a food processor, you can do the old process of rubbing it in. But 250 grams of unsalted butter. And you know the trick, leave the butter out the night before. It gets lovely and soft and then it blends in so nicely. And you want that to resemble fine breadcrumbs. So get the kids working on that because it's so easy for them to do. Add 3 egg yolks. And I always put a few drops of orange blossom water in there. If you don't have that, do a squeeze of orange juice. But the orange blossom water, it just really lifts that. It just gives it a beautiful flavor. You can put ginger in there, ground ginger if you want. I like it like that because that way then you can get that flavour through your icing. Turn that into onto a board and work that into a ball. You know, tell the kids not to treat it like clay, but they still want to be able to roll that up. And refrigerate for about 2 hours. Roll the dough out to about 3 centimetres thick and you're going to bake that in 180 moderate oven for about 15 minutes. And they are a really great biscuit. They layer well. You can put icings to join them and make the little tier Christmas trees. Put holes in them, hang them from the tree. Do some great little things. Put them in a jar as a present. Do all different shapes. They are really a great recipe for that. And the icing, of course, you don't have to do anything too fancy to make the icing. But I usually find that I just make quite a thick icing where I just, once again, I sift my icing sugar. And if I'm making a glaze, I'll use a cup of icing sugar to about 2 tablespoons of fruit juice with orange or lemon. And pouring that over the biscuit is really nice. It gives that great base, let it set. And then you can make one that's a bit harder and put it in a piping bag. And colour them up. Now, you don't need to have piping bags. You can use a sandwich bag or whatever you've got there. Squeeze it right down to the corner. Make up a few colours and let the kids have some fun. Get some lovely little different decorations. And when we were talking to Avril from Simply Good, she was saying that you can go in there and just buy a little bag of stuff. So you don't need to get a great big container of little baubles or goodies. Go in there and let the kids have a little selection. Even some lovely glazed fruit. How nice would that be if you cut those and put them on top of the bickies? Good ideas. Very simple and lovely for the children to enjoy. When we come back, we're going to be talking the family table. And family table today, we're going to be talking about getting some biscuits ready. Yummy things to have with a cup of coffee or when a friend drops in or you've got family around and you just want to put out a little plate of yummies. Usually I find after lunch I've had quite enough, but around that 3 or 4 o'clock you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind something then, or maybe later at night you might want to have a cup of coffee and something to eat. These are great little shortbreads and bickies to share then. So we'll be back very shortly.
You're listening to The Community Kitchen with Annette on 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Community Kitchen. Getting close to Christmas, so let's think about some nice little treats. I pulled out a really old CWA cookbook the other day and they had some lovely orange walnut shortbreads, and it looks so good. I'm going to give that a bit of a go when I cook. But you need about 185 grams of butter, chilled and cubed, a quarter of a teaspoon of caster sugar, a couple of teaspoons of finely grated orange zest, 1 1/4 cups of plain flour, and 2 tablespoons of rice flour. That gives that really nice little clean crunch within that shortbread. 1/4 cup of finely chopped walnuts, and of course icing sugar for dusting. You're going to place the butter, sugar, zest and flours in a mixing bowl. Use your fingertips, rub the mixture together. You don't want the mixture to get hot. That's why if you use your fingertips, it's so much better. And it forms a soft dough. Press the dough together lightly until smooth and roll the mixture out between 2 sheets of baking paper to about 1 centimetre. And using a 4 centimetre round cutter, cut the shapes, sprinkle with the walnuts over the bickies and pressing them lightly just to make them stick together. Pop them in the oven, bake in a moderate oven for about 15 to 20 minutes and dust with the icing sugar while they're still warm. Now they can be stored up to 3 or 4 days in an airtight container, but if you cook them, put them in the freezer and bring them out a couple of days and they will be absolutely delicious. I love a really good shortbread. And another thing I've found that's really nice too, which is a very, very simple, it's something that kids can do, good even to have with a side with dessert, but you've got a really good generous cup of shredded coconut, 1/4 cup of sugar, 2 egg yolks and 1 egg white. You're preheating your oven to about 150 slow. Beat together the egg yolks and sugar until creamy. And I'm talking creamy here. You want that. You don't want to see any granules. You want that to be really, really thick, like a zabaglione type of thickness. So it's just yummy. Stir in the shredded coconut. Then you're beating your egg white until really firm peaks form. Gently fold into the mixture. Keep that air. And then place spoonfuls on a baking paper lined tray and bake for about 15 minutes. Then reduce to about 120 and bake for about 30 minutes. Good thing to do when you're having dinner. Ovens turned down and let it just dry out. And they're absolutely delicious. They're just beautiful. Sometimes you see them with a cherry on the top. I am not a lover of glacé cherries. Never have been, so you wouldn't find one with me. I'd probably have an almond on mine. But if you like the cherries, pop those on top, because they're absolutely delicious and very, very easy to enjoy. But I thought that what we would do is talk about a few bickies that would be nice for presents. We talked about the Christmas cutter biscuits in the kids' kitchen. That is a winner. That just works very well. Even works with making a gingerbread house. It's a good shape type of biscuit for that. It holds really well. But let's talk about chules, and they are absolutely delicious. You can roll them up like a little cigar, or you can do them in just a little fold over where you actually drape them over a wooden spoon or a cup or anything like that, and they're just really thin little layers and just delicious. And with that, you're using about 2 large tablespoons of butter melted, 2 egg whites, 1/2 cup of caster sugar, 1/4 cup of plain flour, 4 tablespoons of flaked almonds, and a little bit of vanilla. This gives all that flavour. Preheat the oven to about 180. We're not talking fan forced. I never do on the show. It's always just regular. Line your baking trays with baking paper. Beat the egg whites, that's 2, until frothy, and start to mix in your caster sugar. And really add the flour and the melted butter and the vanilla extract, and stir in the flaked almonds. Spread teaspoons of the mixture on the baking sheet and allow for spreading, because it's going to happen. Bake for about 8 minutes until pale golden colour, and drape over a bottle or a rolling pin to shape them. And they're just a lovely little nice thing to have with some fruit or whatever you want. But if you want to make them thinner, don't use the almonds, and when they come out of the oven, roll them around the handle of a wooden spoon until cool. And when I'm talking about beating egg whites until frothy, you know, you'll just see that aeration spreading a bit. You don't want it totally peaked, but you just want that frothy, and it just is a lovely, easy mixture. Very easy to cook. They only bake for about 8 minutes, and they are just yummy. When you start to think about some of the things you see, the Florentines, but I want to talk brandy snaps, because sometimes these little things just get really left aside. And I remember many years ago when I had a restaurant, they used to be one of our biggest dessert sellers, and we would make these brandy snaps and drape them over a good-sized cup, and they would sit like a little bowl, of course. And they were filled with strawberry ice cream and a strawberry coulis, and people just love them. They're quite sweet, but they are delicious. And you can make little brandy snaps if you want, or once again, you can roll them like around a handle of a wooden spoon, and you can have something that you could have beside your desserts. But fair bit of butter in a brandy snap, 250 grams, 1.5 cups of brown sugar, and 3/4 cup of golden syrup. That's going to give it that really rich, lovely flavour. 2 cups of plain flour, always sifted, remember. 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, and 2 teaspoons of brandy. Totally optional. I find that a lot of the times I don't put them in because the kids don't like the flavour, and seriously, it's probably not necessary. Preheat the oven to about 160 degrees. Slow, and line 2 baking trays with the paper. Always a great thing to do. Put the butter, sugar, and golden syrup in a saucepan and stir over the low heat until dissolved and blended. Cool slightly, then into a bowl. Sift in the flour and ginger, beating together the ingredients. You don't want any lumps in that. Add the lemon juice and brandy and stir to combine. Place teaspoons of mixture onto the greased trays and allow room for spreading. Bake for about 10 minutes. When cool, leave on the tray for a minute to cool slightly, and then either roll around the handle of a wooden spoon, drape over a glass to make a basket shape. And if you have got the cigar shapes, you can fill them with whipped cream. Or, of course, as I said earlier, if you're making the baskets, you can fill them with different combinations of ice cream and brandy and chantilly cream, whatever you want to do. But it's a lovely way to actually just get that nice flavour happening. Well, folks, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoy your cooking. Enjoy your menu planning. And I think we've only got a couple of maybe another week or so of Community Kitchen. If there's any recipes you want, any ideas, don't be afraid to let the station know, or you can email me, annette@twoldducks.com.au. Happy to actually share some of the recipes and goodies that I have and collected over the years. And I'll be with you next week.
Tune in same time next week for Community Kitchen, sponsored by Simply Good, your self-serve bulk food store.